Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Are you paying private mortgage insurance, also known as PMI? Well, let me introduce you to the PMI Terminator, developed by David Ginsberg, who is the president of LoanTech and is my guest. He's going to tell us about the PMI Terminator. We're also going to talk about mortgage calculators and a lot of other things of interest to people who are buying a home. And of course, the PMI Terminator is great interest to people who currently own homes. David, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Welcome, Shirley. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, let's talk about this because I think I'm going to learn something today. I know a little bit, like a minuscule amount, about private mortgage insurance, but I really don't know very much. So why don't you tell our listeners, what is it? What is PMI?
Okay. PMI, or private mortgage insurance, is typically required by lenders when someone is getting a mortgage, whether they're refinancing or purchasing a home, and they do not have or are unable to make a 20% down payment. So in addition to their regular payment of principal and interest and possibly an escrow account for maybe taxes and insurance, that borrower would be required to pay an additional monthly fee for private mortgage insurance. And that private mortgage insurance insures the lender in the event of that borrower defaulting, because again, with a lower down payment, historically, the incidence of defaults is higher. So that would be an additional fee that is tacked on monthly to a homeowner's monthly payment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I own a home. I've had it for 3 or 4 or 5 years. I only put down a 12% or 15% deposit on the home. So I would be required by the lender. I've got to go out and get this insurance. Okay. So yeah. I buy the insurance. And you're paying, what did you say you typically pay per month for it, or does it depend on the value of that property?
Well, it depends upon the value of the property, the size of the loan, and mm-hmm. also there are some credit criteria and so on. But for an average size, well, let me back up. A typical PMI payment, and again, it can vary all across the board depending upon all those factors. It can range anywhere from $50 up to $350 or more per month.
Wow, that's sizable. Well, I would be willing to bet you that there are a lot of people in our audience who are sitting there paying PMI. And is it common? Is it something that a large percentage of homeowners who are paying off mortgages, do they normally have a PMI? I know what it depends on, but is this something that happens fairly often?
Yes, it does. In fact, in the aggregate, nationally, over 5 million homeowners are presently paying mortgage insurance payments, MI payments.
Wow.
And I also want to clarify that the mortgage insurance that we're talking about is not for FHA or VA loans. Mm-hmm. Those are different. These are for conventional loans. And again, in excess of 5 million homeowners in the country currently have mortgage insurance. And on a monthly basis, every month, about 60,000 new borrowers have PMI.
Wow. So let's help some of our listeners. How do we get out of it?
Okay. That's a very good question, and we hear that a lot at our offices in LoanTech. In the development phase of this product, prior to that, we received a lot of inquiries from our past and present audit clients asking us about PMI, and it is something we did a lot of research on that, and we found that it's misunderstood by a large majority of homeowners who are paying for that. Most homeowners think there are really one or two scenarios under which the PMI can be canceled, and that's not correct. There are actually 8 scenarios, but
wow.
One scenario is when the loan and the federal laws relating to this were changed within the last 5 years. Once the loan reaches 78%, well, let me back up. Once the loan reaches 80% of the original value of the property, 80%, the homeowner can request that the lender cancel the mortgage insurance policy.
Wait a minute. Now, let me stop you for a minute. Do you mean that the outstanding amount that's still owed on the mortgage is 80% of the original, or that you've paid off 80%?
When the outstanding balance of the loan does not exceed 80% of the original value.
So this could be fairly early on in the process.
Well, it can be. Now, some people start out with a 5% down payment. So to get from, and that's called the loan-to-value ratio, which would be 95% in that example. So I'll use round numbers that aren't realistic for the Washington, D.C. area at all.
Right.
But just for purposes of an example, if you bought a house for $100,000 and you put down a $5,000 down payment, your loan amount obviously was $95,000. You'd have to wait till your loan balance gets down to $80,000.
Okay.
So when it reaches $80,000, you can request that the lender cancel it, but they don't have to. It's at their option.
Okay.
And we don't have any data on how often they say yes or no. But that's scenario one. Most homeowners.
Well, I would just say one thing. I suspect that the lender is going to look at how faithful you have been in making your payments over that period of time.
That's correct. They do take into account your payment record and so on.
So that history now, and those payments, that's very important that you do them on time. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. That's crucial. That's number one. Okay, so that's at 80%. Now, when your loan balance gets down to 78% of the original value, so in that original example of $100,000 purchase price, when your loan balance gets down to $78,000, the lender is required by federal law they're required to automatically terminate that mortgage insurance payment when it reaches that all-important number of 78%. Now, that's based on the original value. So, now, again, if someone started out with a very small down payment,
to get to that
78%, that can be a long time, a very long time, and that can vary with whether it was a 15- or 30-year loan, and it can also vary with the interest rate on the loan, whether it was 3%, 4%, 5%, or whatever. There's an interplay of among all these factors that are taken into account with that loan being amortized every month. So, again, when it gets down to 78%, the lender is required to terminate that policy. Two scenarios. Now, there's another scenario.
Those are two big ones. Before we go to number three, let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is David Ginsburg. He is the president of Loan Tech and the developer of the PMI Terminator. I love that name, David. Okay, so we're looking at ways that you can get out of this private mortgage insurance on your loan, and you're saying that once you get down to 78%, the lender is required to notify you and tell you that you can actually get out of doing it. Do they normally do that?
At 80%, I do not have any data. The data for that is very difficult to obtain. Anecdotal evidence to me suggests that much of the time they do cancel it or terminate it at that time.
At 78, okay.
Other times they have to wait.
Okay. Well, at 78% is when you're entitled under law to get it canceled.
Right, and again, it's based on the original value.
Right,
not looking at what the home is worth today.
Okay, all right, and there are other options for getting out of it.
Yes, another option, this doesn't happen that often, but it's called the midpoint of the amortization period, and basically what that means is if you have a 30-year loan and nothing else has happened regarding reaching that 80% or 78% level, let's say you have a 30-year loan, after you've been paying it for 15 years, which is a very long time, it will automatically terminate after 15 years. And again, that doesn't happen that often because people either move, sell the home, or refinance or whatever. But that is in the regulations, basically. So those three are that they typically happen by default. But there are there are five other scenarios that come into play that many homeowners just are not aware of.
Okay.
Again, as I mentioned, these first three are based on the original value of the home. Well, when you reach the 80% value, a lot of homeowners have asked us, well, wait a minute, I've made prepayments to my loan. I got a bonus last year, or we pay an extra $50 on my monthly payment or whatever. So I've been able to get it down to the 80% figure faster than I normally would have. Will the lender cancel my PMI? Here's where it gets a little more complicated. In those scenarios, the report that we do that's featured on our website, we have to determine whether that mortgage is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. If it's owned by Fannie Mae, that organization does take into account whether any prepayments were made when calculating the 80% value. As you can see, this gets a little more involved here.
Sure does.
And on the other hand, if the mortgage is owned by Freddie Mac, that's Fannie's brother, they do not take into account any prepayments. So they ignore those prepayments. So
why do they have such different standards?
Well, they're both GS, government-sponsored enterprises, and they run under similar but yet different guidelines and regulations. So that's how it can affect a particular homeowner, and many of the homeowners aren't aware of who actually owns their loan, and because they're traded often in the secondary market and so on. So
if they're paying off a loan early and thinking that they're going to be able to cancel the PMI earlier, then they may be mistaken if Freddie Mac owns it.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
That's exactly right, because we've talked to hundreds of homeowners who have religiously made extra payments, and they said, well, you know, I'm paying this off faster because I want to get rid of the darn PMI. And then when we do a report for them, it turns out, oh, wait a minute, your loan is owned by Freddie Mac, so you're getting the benefit of paying your loan off faster, but you're not going to get the benefit.
You're not going to get the benefit of the PMI. Oh boy, that's very interesting.
Right.
Okay, so there are other scenarios, but let me ask you a question. You mentioned earlier something about if you refinance, what does that do to the PMI?
Okay,
maybe I'm digressing here, and you can reach this point later. So that's fine
sure.
too.
Oh, that's fine. Basically, when someone refinances, their loan is paid off and their PMI cancels or terminates at that point because there's no need or no requirement. However, when they get a new loan, again, the new lender is going to look at how are they making at least a 20% down payment.
Right.
And if they're not able to, they start all over again.
Well, you know, if you're increasing in your job security and your income, that might be something people might want to consider to get out of the PMI payments.
Absolutely. And then there are other trade-offs as well as, gee, should I make some extra payments on my loan, again, depending upon who owns it, so that I'll get the pay. I mean,
there are a lot of considerations.
Can get complicated.
David, you mentioned your website. Give our listeners your website.
Sure. It is loantech.com, loantech.com. And on the homepage, you'll see some information about the PMI terminator, where the report is described in detail, and they can easily order it. And I'd like to mention that as a bonus to your loyal listeners, the regular price for this personalized report is $99. Today, we've reduced that to $39 for your listeners. So that we've never done that before, but we're doing that today.
So if they call up and say that they heard about it on WFED, that.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's $50 off today for your listeners. So we wanted to do that for
them. Okay. Thank you. All right. So anyway, that aside, so what are some of the other scenarios where we can get rid of the PMI?
Okay. Now it starts to get even a little bit more complicated. We get emails and calls from homeowners who have PMI, and they've said, David, we've made a lot of property improvements to our home. We put in a new kitchen. We added a you know, a porch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we know the value of our house, even aside from appreciation, we know it's worth considerably more or somewhat more than it was 4 years ago, for example, when mm-hmm. we bought the home. When can we get rid of our PMI? Because we think we're below the 80% or 78% mm-hmm. for sure. Well, in that case, again, it depends on whether Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac owns the loan. If Fannie Mae owns the loan, the loan has to be no more than 75% of the current value, not 80 and not 78. And since it's based on the current value, the homeowner has to get a new appraisal done to confirm the increased value of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's under Fannie Mae. Under Freddie Mac, it's still at 80% of the current value. So again, there's key difference there. Fannie versus Freddie, 75 versus 80. And again, we hear from a lot of homeowners telling us, well, what, you know, we improved the property, and you know, we feel it's down to 70. We feel it's below 80%. But again, depending upon whether Fannie Mae owns it or Freddie Mac owns it, you'll have a different criteria to reach in order to cancel that. And in both those scenarios, again, the homeowner is on the hook for getting a new appraisal done, and that can cost anywhere from $300 to $500 in most parts of the country.
Yeah, that makes a significant difference, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So those are scenarios 5 and 6. But wait, there's more.
Hang on. Before we go to more, let's take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker, and we're listening to David Ginsburg, who is telling us about how to save some money when you have a mortgage and you're paying the private mortgage insurance. And David is the president of LoanTech and the developer of this product. So this on your website now, when people go there to look for the terminator, David, they will have a fee attached. That's okay. That's fine. You've provided them a service, and you're hopefully going to save them some money. But
yes.
Do you have a form? How does this go about, or do you consult with them, or what do you do?
Okay, it's very straightforward, very simple. They would go to the section about the PMI terminator, and they can click that. They pay the fee. It's all through PayPal, and once they pay, they get a form back from us. And what makes it real easy and simple for the homeowner, we only need 4 or 5 numbers from them: the original value of the property, their loan amount, the interest rate, and whether it was a 30-year or 15-year term.
Mm-hmm.
Now we ask them for what is the estimated current value of the property. If they're not sure, that's okay, because we will obtain an estimate from one of the online, Trulio or Zillow or so on. So
mm-hmm.
it's real simple. The report takes about 3 days to be delivered, to be emailed to them. And again, each report is personalized for each homeowner's situation.
And of course, it's private and confidential. So
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's important that we say that in this day and age.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. So people can go there and find out if they can get out and under the PMI, which can be expensive. So,
yes.
Other methods of getting out where you can get your PMI canceled.
Sure, there are two more. And as you can see, this is not real simple for most homeowners to do on their own.
I'm learning a lot. I know nothing about this. Yeah.
Yeah. And just the calculations themselves would probably take hours and hours. But okay, so there's a scenario 7. And this is a situation where a homeowner has had the loan for anywhere from 2 to 6 years, and they've made no improvements to the property at all, and they've made no prepayments. And a lot of homeowners fall into that situation, a lot of homeowners with mortgage insurance. In that scenario, once the loan gets down to 75% of the current value, and again, that's if they've owned it for 2 to 6 years,
mm-hmm.
they can request that the lender cancel it. But again, the homeowner has to order an appraisal. And I want to emphasize, whenever the homeowner is going to order an appraisal done, they should definitely contact their lender first to make sure the appraiser they want to use is approved by that particular lender.
That they will accept it. I got you.
Yes.
That's important. Yeah.
I've talked to many, many homeowners all over the country who had to get a second appraisal at $300 to $500 each because the first one wasn't accepted by the lender. So they should run it by the lender first, just to confirm. So that's if they've owned the property for 2 to 6 years and they've made no improvements. Okay, and then and there's one more. Scenario 8, last but not least, that's for the homeowner who's been paying on PMI for over 6 years, and again, they've made no improvements to the property. So they got their loan, no improvements made, and they're counting on the fact that they believe their home is appreciated in value. And in that situation, if it's 80% of the current value, then they can request the lender to cancel their PMI. Mm-hmm. So that's no improvements, no prepayments, and again, ownership greater than
60 years.
Man,
this is complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated, and again, we did a lot of research on this. It's misunderstood by the vast majority of homeowners with mortgage insurance.
Majority. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a mortgage any longer. I've lived in my house long enough till it's paid for.
But right, congratulations.
But I'm sure we did have one, and you know, it's amazing how complicated this is. And you know, we don't buy a home all the time, so we're kind of unprepared for dealing with it. So thank you for developing something that's going to help consumers. Now, this is what you do, right? You look at, you evaluate loans and mortgages, and you're not a lender, am I right?
Correct. We're not a lender. We don't lend any money. We have no money to lend.
Oh, darn. I was going to ask you for a loan, David. Shoot.
But what we do, you're correct. We are a third party, an independent third party. We perform various audit services for homeowners all across the country. Mm-hmm. We identify and uncover any overcharges that may have been made inadvertently or not, mm-hmm. you know, by a lender. And we've done thousands and thousands of audits over the years, and we have uncovered some significant errors that were made. And there are many, many homeowners across America that are very happy that they contacted Loan Tech.
Yeah.
And also, I would like to add that mortgage insurance can be expensive. However, the flip side is mortgage insurance helps homeowners less than 20% down payment. So it's helped millions of homeowners.
There's
over
a balancing
the years.
There. Yeah, that balances out in some ways, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's very helpful. But unfortunately, when it comes to removing it or getting rid of it or terminating it, it can be misunderstood.
A little sticky there. And depending on who's holding that loan. Well, you've been a fountain of information. You know, we never did get to the mortgage calculator, which you and I had talked about, I think, last year when it came out. But if people are interested in calculating mortgages and the costs and whatnot, they can find that on your website as well. Is that right?
Right. That's on our website. It's a unique calculator. It's patent pending, and it's the only one of its kind in the country. It's free to use, and we feel that most borrowers or loan shoppers who use it will save a minimum of $250 to $2,000.
Wow. I love that. You know me, I'm into saving money. I like the sound of that. That's really – okay, so the website is loantech.com. It's the PMI Terminator, right, David?
That's correct.
And this, I gather, is also unique to Loan Tech.
Yes, yeah,
you've obviously spent some time developing this because that's covering a lot of territory for homeowners. So yeah. Anyway, well, you know what? That's it. We're out of time, and it's flown by. Thank you for helping us to save some money on our home loans. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest has been David Ginsberg. He is the president of Loan Tech, and he's the developer of the PMI Terminator, or the Private Mortgage Insurance Terminator, how to get rid of it. And you can find it at their website. I'm delighted you joined us. If you want to contact me, it's shirley@callforaction.org. Thank you for being with us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.